Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. Thanks for being here, whether live or otherwise. How's it going? Hopefully my mic is not peaking. Having some weird little issues here on the OBS program, but hopefully it's all good for you guys. How's it going? How's everything? How is spring? How is 2023? How are your lives? How are you coping in this strange clown world we call reality? Let's get to those memes, and I will talk more from the little screen. 3, 2. All right, here I am. And yeah. All right. Hey, spring is here. I'm so excited. I wet my pants. Right? Nice. Yes, nice. Oh dear, the pants guy. Yeah, Haas has a face. I do wonder why has a face. Well, a frequent commenter on the Benny Wills YouTube channel. Why you're so obsessed with pants? I get it. We all get it. What's the deal? All right, let's keep going. There he is, Soros, moving that fellow on the chessboard. What's his name? Alvin Bragg. Listen, I'll be honest with everybody. The memes this week were so dominated by this Trump indictment nonsense. I couldn't stomach it, so I'm not putting that many memes about it in here. I just didn't feel like dealing with it. There's just some things that I'm like, nope, I can't. I just can't give over my energy in that way. I put a couple because it's part of the deal here, but I just, who cares? Why is Trump even in the news? I'm so over all of it. It's just irritating. Anyway, there's Soros moving a chess piece. Yeah, we get it. Hey, I was promised Orange Man would be arrested. Well, just the soap opera of of what's trending. Is it a distraction for the bank failure? Yeah. Democrats going after Trump. A person can become so determined to destroy another person that they become blind and end up destroying themselves. Maybe. It is. They do have a weird obsession with Trump. All right. Is Trump reading the news that Democrats definitely super duper got him this time? Oh, wow. We cracked the code on has a face's pants obsession. It's from The Simpsons. I remember that now. Do you hate pants? Oh, it's ringing a bell. It's like activating some part of my memory. Anyway, let's keep going. Update, as per sources on the ground, Trump has taken command of the NYPD and has become the undisputed warlord of Manhattan. Canyon Arrow. Figures you guys like The Simpsons. I'm a big Simpsons fan. Not current Simpsons. Let me just state that right now. I'm talking Simpsons seasons 1 through 12. Maybe a little into 13. Maybe not even so much season 1, but like season 3? 2 to 3? Anyway, the first 12 seasons of The Simpsons, worth watching. Everything since? I don't know. Now, ATF hearing was briefly interrupted after anti-gun protesters gathered outside the room. Here's, if it's MAGA, it's insurrection, blue, and mostly peaceful. Political memes. I can hardly stomach them. I'm not kidding. Worst indictment ever. Worst week of. Shouldn't say worst. No, I'm not going to say that. Because I want everyone to watch. I hope you're all doing well. Don't confuse my irritation with this week's news meme and memes with my overall mood. I'm feeling great. Didn't feel so great last week. Last week was a rough week for the Wills family health. In fact, it was a very challenging week to be a parent of two small children. There they are, Biden and Trudeau, Ace and Gary, the ambiguously G-A-Y duo. Seriously though, I didn't realize how hard parenting could be until both my wife and I had a stomach bug while we had to make sure our two small boys were fed and put to bed. Very challenging evening last Wednesday. This voter in 2020 said, "My vote for Biden will save the environment." Nope. Sorry, Jack. We're drilling Alaska. Team Wills, all right. Springtime is sickness time. Look, no joke. It was the first day of spring, and we all just like fell off a cliff with our health. Much better now. Much better now. But, yikes. Last week was pretty. I did that live stream. Hopefully some of you watched the live stream. Is the Golden Rule dead? If you haven't watched it, I'll link it here so I can see it. Yeah. I'll put it here after the show. For you watching the replay, can watch it. Anyway, as soon as I was done recording that, I hit a wall. Hardcore. The only person who thinks Biden is doing a great job are the ones who still wear masks alone in their cars. Exercising your immune system. Yeah, we're good. And the boys, I mean, they just, you know, they bounce back fast. I'm the one who has a little slower time getting back to health. Riding with Biden. The Taliban have released new pictures of some of the military equipment left behind in Afghanistan by the U.S. Army. Crazy. Allegedly. Maybe the word allegedly could be applied to most news stories. Interesting if true says, first live show. Thanks for keeping it going. My pleasure. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here for the first time. That's great. What took you so long? No, I'm just kidding. So, in how are Tegan and Oscar doing? They're doing very well. They're doing very well. Oscar is 11 months old. He'll be 1 year old in a few weeks. Gun-free zone. Free gun zone. Afghanistan. From the reminder, super chats are an option. If you feel so inclined, they are available. And I enjoy getting them. I know the United States government has a history of lying to citizens about its real reasons for going to war, and that war is primarily driven by the military-industrial complex and mega-wealthy politicians, and I know that during war, domestic mainstream media essentially functions as a mouthpiece for government war propaganda, but in this war, we're the good guys because the news tells me that Putin is evil. This time it's legit, guys. This is the one. This is the war we've been waiting for. Nuclear family? No. Nuclear war? Oh, yeah. Wear my baseball cap in honor of springtime baseball season about to begin. I also am in desperate need of some grooming. I really do have to shave. It's been a while. Last week was rough. And I'm getting my hair cut later this week. Trim off some of this bushy hair. Point of view, men in black suits. Men in black suits pull you out of the ocean, slap a hooded sweatshirt on you, and tell you that your name is now John Fetterman. There's another news story I haven't paid much attention to. Apparently, Fetterman, the politician Fetterman, got sick recently. And some of the conspiracy out there is saying that he has been replaced. Here's a funny picture to sort of represent that. I don't know if I buy into this kind of stuff. Yeah, Clonerman, so you guys know it. So it is interesting that the new Fetterman, new and improved, does have like different ear shape and stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to spread misinformation. It's a funny meme. And it was memeing. So, take it as you will. Our host looking good all the same. Oh, thanks. Thanks. I feel disgusting. I feel like I look disgusting as well. But anyway, hey, go O's. You know what I'm saying? Venezuela, East Germany, Somalia, Cambodia, Cuba, USSR. But that wasn't real socialism. Ha ha ha. Federal Reserve lent $300 billion in emergency funds to banks in the past week. Hey, I messed up. Can you give me $300 billion? Sure thing, pal. Hey, I'm broke and can't pay my debts because of rising inflation. I don't care. Go be poor somewhere else. I'm a politician making millions by insider trading. I didn't see anything. I'm just a waiter trying to pay my bills. You're going to be audited. Yes. Yes, yes. Let's keep going. there we go. There it is. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, the Fed, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan, Citibank. Uh-oh, rate hikes. Threatening to dump everything. I just tore my fingernail. No joke. I just tore it. I make sure I don't tear it further before I'm done with this show, but there. That's what happens in a live stream. I literally tore my fingernail. What the heck? Now I gotta trim it as soon as I'm done. Hey, if your banker dresses like this, your money, not safe. I gotta make sure I trim it so I don't hurt myself. Looks like Ben Swan. That's hilarious. I met Ben Swan years ago. Years and years ago. Back in 2018. Where did the government hurt you? Right here. Bite it off. I want a clean break. A clean cut. Some scissors, some clippers rather, nail clippers. Kind of like tore kind of deep anyway. I gotta make sure I do it right. Crazy glue, good idea. I'm gonna glue it. How much do I owe you? How much do you think you owe? Stand off with the IRS. Hangnail sucks. It's not a hangnail, it's just a torn nail. Walk it off. I will walk it off. To the bathroom to get the clippers when we're done here. When we're done here. And I'm done when I say we're done. We're done when I shoot, mess that up. Let's keep going. We're done when I say we're done. Why aren't the Russian banks collapsing? Great advice, everybody. Bite it off. Use crazy glue. Eat it. Walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. For those of you watching the replay, that's literally the advice I'm getting from the people here in the chat right now. Thanks, everybody. Let me get my pen so I can take note of your suggestions. All right, keep going. How about someone send me a super chat so I can pay for someone else to do it? I don't know what I'm saying. Uh-oh. Progressives across the nation locked out of accounts after CAPTCHA asks select all squares that contain a woman. Uh-oh. I heard chicken poop works. Stop. I'm not sure if it works, but it'll stop you from chewing your nails. I don't chew my nails. That's one of the reasons why they break sometimes. They do get a little long. I'm not a nail biter. Here's therapist trying not to celebrate wildly when a girl with blue hair walks in. How's the camera fund? I haven't talked about the camera fund recently. I'm probably about halfway there, if I'm being honest, which is cool. I'll get there eventually. Thank you for asking. The camera fund is, it's still needing funding. There we go. Hey, right on cue. The Band-Aid Fund from Quixote. Thank you so much. $10. Who can beat $10? I will go get some Band-Aid. Can you see it? Look. Can you see it? I didn't see that. Anyway, you see another cut on my finger there. Camera fund has been replaced with Manny Petty fund. Now I'm over halfway. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Men's figure skater comes out of closet as, surprise, surprise, a heterosexual. I'll live, maybe. That's right. I'm glad that my fingernail is like the whole topic of conversation and even focal point of the show at this point. Right. I'm non-binary. Did you hear me? I said I'm non-binary. It means I don't identify as male or I didn't ask. You're a transphobe. Yep. Love you, Benny, from Melbourne, Australia. Oh, thanks, Charlotte. Thank you so much. Cool. I got a nice little fan base out of Australia. I love it. And I love Australia. Sonia and I went there in 2019, before we were married, before we had kids. We had an amazing time. We stayed with Max Egan, his place, and we just loved it. We loved it. We loved our time. We were near Byron Bay, kind of near. What was it called? I can't remember the name of the town we were in. But anyway, we were about an hour away from Byron Bay. You guys read that? I didn't mean bother. I didn't feel like it. You guys got this one, right? You got it, all right. All these memes can be yours for a friendly low cost of $0. Sign up for the meme mailing list. Click the link in the description below, where I'll deliver a folder full of every meme from tonight's show to your inbox. When your son comes out as trans, both supportive parents and unsupportive parents, I have no son. Oh, Barbara Joe. Hi, Barbara Joe. Ah, thanks for being here. I appreciate that. Corporate news, total BS, and of course, aging boomers. Oh, I hear my wife and boys back from their walk in the double stroller. The weather's getting nice here finally, and we're taking advantage. So they were just on a walk around the neighborhood in our double stroller. He started believing things I knew weren't true. At first, I thought it was Alzheimer's. Then I realized he was watching CNN. Ba-dum-ts. They're home. My family's home. The media is lying. Source? That about sums it up. Pretty accurate meme there. I fact-checked this meme with my sources, and it's accurate. Okay, I'm gonna fight the Matrix. Damn, I literally can't go 10 minutes without picking up my phone. According to Greek mythology, Chiron, is that how you say that? Chiron was a half-horse, half-human doctor. This made him the centaur for disease control. The image went silent in the chat. Is that okay? Are we okay? The chat just stopped. Uh-oh, makes me worried. Hopefully the show's still going well. When a family starts talking about what pharmaceuticals they're taking for various ailments, Oh, good. You're still here. You were just... Your cat got your tongue. You were speechless there for a minute.
Okay. I get it.
My memes can do that to you. Today, I decided to get a tattoo of all the names of celebrities who have been brought to justice for being on the Lolita Express. Get it? All right, you get it. We're good. We're having a great time. You're having a great time. Born too late to own property. Born too soon to be a TikTok star. Born just in time to have paid 99 cents for a ringtone. This is me. I am this Asian girl in the photo. I am guilty of having paid 99 cents for ringtones. I remember the days when I would get charged 10 cents for every text message I either sent or received. I was back in graduate school too. I wasn't even like that young. Graduate school. My plan was, anyone who sent me a text, I would get charged 10 cents. What a world. I can't believe Benny's just gonna waste good moose shit. Oh, I did. I did waste it. It's gone. We hired the neighbor boy down the street to clean up our lawn. And he got rid of the moose shit. Poop. I shouldn't say the S-H-I-T word with kids in the house. Gosh, I can't wait for them to ban TikTok. But Peter, that will put thousands of Gen Z influencers out of work. I already support the banning. You don't have to sell me. I was a teenager in the 90s and I loved the internet. Does that mean you love chat rooms? Because for me, as a young teenager in the 90s, the internet was chat rooms. Millennials, come on, collapse. Benny just called himself an Asian girl. Time to unsub. That's... what can I say? Identify as an Asian girl. You cannot say otherwise. Yes, millennials are hoping that the housing prices come down. Here's Floridians preparing for hurricane season. I keep getting this encoding overloaded message. I gotta check that out. Napster. Oh yeah, Napster, LimeWire, Kazaa. You know what I'm saying? Man, my music collection was built. I shouldn't say that out loud. I shouldn't admit that. I knew people who used Kazaa and LimeWire. Oh yeah. What you thought rebellion looks like, what it actually looks like. Yep. That looks like a family who knows how to use moose poop. Not this guy. I love all minorities. Well, did you know that white people are 8% of the global population? Uh-oh, he said it. We're almost there. We're doing great. Oh yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is on trial right now. This case is whiter than Mitt Romney at a Mayo convention in Utah during a snowstorm. Gwyneth Paltrow's ski crash victim can't enjoy wine tastings anymore due to injuries, experts say. And then, Gwyneth Paltrow looks like she's on trial in 1987 for hiring a hitman to kill her husband. It's a fair assessment. My name is Harry Potter. Hello, Harry Potter. My name is ChatGPT. Dahmer glasses. Oh, yeah. If you're ever sad, just remember that Earth is allegedly 4.5 billion years old, and you managed to exist in the time that people do horse tranquilizers for fun. What a time to be alive. Hey, don't worry about it. The water in Ohio is fine. Super clean. Nice, allegedly. Yeah, I had to throw an allegedly in there. Who? Come on. Who knows? Hey, speaking of the internet, guys, you are never alone on the internet. Don't forget. The screens have eyes. Friendly reminder, weekly reminder, Parhesia Season 6, the last and final season of Parhesia, starts in about a month, and registration opens up one week from today. Shouldn't cough during the pitch, but of course. 1 week from today, registration opens up. If you've been on the fence, I hope you get off the fence and sign up this time around, because it's the last time. You're gonna have a great time. You're gonna love it. And if you have any questions, email me, benny@bennywills.com. Get on the wait list so you know when the registration window opens next week. And email me with questions. And I hope you sign up. All right, let's keep going. That's all I have to say. That's it. Get on the wait list. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You all are not ready for this conversation. You know what I'm saying? My 3-month-long discussion group Q&A, Parhesia Season 5, just came to an end this past Saturday, and I was really moved. It's really been an awesome 3 months with the people that have been in the class, and I'm excited to do it one more time with all of you who are getting ready to sign up. It's really been what a great chapter of my life, and don't worry, I'm still going to be doing stuff. It's just, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later what's next, but I'm really excited for Parhesia Season 6. Going to go with a bang, so make sure you're on board. Get on the waitlist right now. Cows, fast food chains everywhere, cornfield, water tower with the town name, and two dollar stores across the street from each other. Small towns in the Midwest. Wife doesn't like tone of husband's okay text reply. Here's me checking in on my friend who took too much acid. favorite meme of the week? Perhaps. Oh, Barbara Joe says, I truly enjoyed my class with Benny, worth every penny. Class with Benny, worth every penny. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Barbara Joe. That's awesome. And I enjoyed every session with you as well, Barbara Joe. Landlord, let me be clear. No cats, no dogs. Okay? Tenant. Yeah, no problem. Here's me leaving the hibachi grill buffet the way God intended. When Nance brings you a piping hot microwave meal and puts on your favorite sports ball show, wow, I could sure get used to this. Thanks, Barbara Joe. I miss you too. I'll keep you in the loop for all things coming up because I think you might be interested. You have my email address, and I have yours. When you download a file and your PC's fan starts to get really loud. Hey, Tommy Henderson, sharing is caring. Thank you so much. It's for my mani-pedi fund, as we've established, because I have a broken fingernail that broke shortly after I hit the go live button. I'm trying not to play with it this entire time. You know how hard that is? That's hard. Arby's, new $1.05 combos worth every... Speaking of pennies... Thank you, Tommy, by the way. I don't know if I said that. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. How did you find your steak, sir? I just looked next to the potatoes, and there it was. Oh, I love the puns. Not gonna lie. You know what I'm not a big fan of, though? Sarcasm. Do you all know that about me? Could you tell? I'm a very unsarcastic person. Not a big fan of sarcastic humor. Taco Bell sponsoring or in collaboration with Scott Toilet Paper Fiesta Strength. You get it. Here's my brain while someone I just met is telling me their name. This one's for you, has a face. Due tomorrow. Nice. Very nice. Cats with time machine. Humans still work for us. LMAO. Cool. Dogs with time machine. Help, I cannot breathe. What is that? Oh, yeah. We're in the home stretch now. The Homer stretch. Non-native English speaker. I apologize for my terrible English in advance. It is not my native tongue, so please bear with me for every foolish mistake I would make throughout the entirety of this conversation. Native speaker, LOL, it okay. Oh, sad but true. It's funny because it's true. That's true. What am I saying? What's happening? When the waitress who said she'd be right back with your sauce is now walking around the restaurant living her best life. Shaking my head. Here's your spaghetti car banana. Oh yeah, we went there. Here's a fun fact, polar bears yell while they poop. You're welcome. I've been there. Gosh, I've been putting my sunglasses in here like an idiot. Are you here, Walt? Are you in the chat? I got this one from you today. You know that, though. If you're here, you know that. Snatch this one up from the Media Monarchy Discord meme subsection. Here's my kid smiling, and my kid when I ask them to smile for a picture. Oh man, so accurate. Why is that so accurate? How is that a universal thing? Here's the lesser of two weevils. Benny is on Gab. Am I on Gab? I set up a Gab account probably like 5 years ago, but I've never gone back, so. Maybe it's there. Maybe I have one. When their meme is absolute, you know what, but they don't have any likes and you feel just as bad for them, just a touch bad for them. You have a little heart. You give a little heart. People who enjoy memes. You all. People who make memes. Oh, man, that's what I feel like right now. It's looking rough. Even though I don't make them. Hey, Benny, how about joint-bladed birthday shout-out for my 14-year-old son, Lockie, and I? Love your work as always. Of course! Happy belated birthday, Lockie and Nick. Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Of course, happy birthday. Hope you guys had a great time out there in New Zealand. I want to go to New Zealand. I really would love to go to New Zealand. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. Awesome. Yeah, and you're getting some shout-outs now from the chit-chatters in the chat there. Lockie, what a cool name. When someone shows me a meme I saw 2 weeks ago, clearly you don't know who I am. This is me. This is me. Sipping on my tea. What is Lockie short for something, or is Lockie just the name Lockie? That's a cool name. There was a contestant on excuse me, Australian Survivor a few seasons ago, named Lockie. When you order a book called How to Scam People and it still hasn't arrived after 3 months. Something's wrong. And finally, I am motivated by clownery and clownery alone. Name is Lachlan. The Scottish spelling throws people. Lachlan, that's a cool name. Happy birthday, guys. All right. There we have it. That's it. We did it. Oh, boy. I can't believe it. Episode 130. 130? What better way to celebrate episode 130 than by signing up for the Parhesia Season 6 waitlist? Be in the know. Registration opens up next week, and I definitely want you involved. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Seriously. I have people from all over the world in the class right now. I got people in Australia. I have people in New Zealand. I have people in Japan, Panama, Mexico, England, Germany, Denmark. We are international. Parhesia is an international experience. And you also learn how to talk better and communicate in front of crowds, in front of strangers, with family members. Express yourself artistically. You will be transformed in your communication, and you will excel as a result of my tutelage. Join the party, join the community, sign up for the waitlist, get on board for season 6, the last season of Parhesia. Do it. What are you waiting for? All right, that's it. I'm out of here. Time for dinner and to trim this pesky fingernail. Much love, everybody. I hope you're doing well. I hope this year is going just great for you. And don't forget to keep on smiling, keep on laughing, keep on being happy, and keep on being excellent to each other. There's just like a meanness that I am getting a little sick of. Sick of the arrogance, sick of the hubris. Everyone needs to lighten up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's it. Take care. I'll see you all Wednesday for another live stream. All right, peace and love. See ya.